Hello, I'm Steve Morgan, Editor-in-Chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Today, I'll be interviewing Jaya Ballou, the Chief Information Security Officer for Avast, one of the largest security companies in the world, using next-generation technologies to fight cyber attacks in real time. This podcast is sponsored by Avast. Visit them on the web at avast.com. Hi, Jaya. It's great to have you back with us. Today, we're going to talk about building a cyber-resilient organizational culture. And cyber resilience is different than cybersecurity. On our last episode, we spoke about how better info security can contribute to improved business continuity, but there's more to it, as we've seen over the last few weeks or months amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you expand on this a bit?
Yeah, so I like to say that, doing security and business continuity is like not something that you're ever going to be done with. It's something you're going to continue to do. So it's really a journey and not a destination. So understanding how to do this well is something you kind of figure out as you're doing it. So more than ever, we need to make sure that we have a game plan that we try to stick to it as well as possible. But when it's not possible, that we can adjust and adapt quickly enough to deal with the new problems that hit us, and then always continuously assess, is what we've planned actually enough to meet the challenge? So, I mean, are we actually testing the things that we think we have as our defenses? That'll allow us to proactively adapt instead of just reactively.
Jaya, can you help clarify something for me and for our listeners? I have a lot of dialogue with large enterprise CISOs, and cyber resilience, it's a buzzword. It's more than just a buzzword, but yeah. There's a lot of confusion about it. What is the difference between cybersecurity and cyber resilience?
Yeah, so I think cybersecurity is that you have a sort of preemptive strategy to figure out how you have policies and practices that are employed to keep your network and your data secure. And I think cyber resilience is a little bit edgier than that. It kind of assumes that you are going to get hit, that you are going to get hacked, and that, that will happen. But what you're doing is you're dealing with this notion of, I'm going to get hammered, but it's okay. I'm going to still keep standing. And then try to accommodate for those multiple threats actually occurring. And then how do you still stay in business after that? I mean, part of that is defense in depth procedures and processes. And that's already good part of just good old cybersecurity. But resilience just means that you, I think, are capable of taking that hit and remain standing.
So that's interesting. Your company at Avast then, is your cyber resilience team, so to speak, larger than your cybersecurity team? Does it involve more people than just the people who are on the cybersecurity team?
No. And frankly, these are buzzwords. I don't really do the distinction when it comes to teams. I think the issue is that, if we want to specify what cyber resilience is, we can call it this additional capability to assume the worst, but that's really all it is. And assume that a good cybersecurity program always involves resilience.
Right. Great feedback, Jaya. Thank you again so much. Looking forward to our next episode.
Same here.
The Avast Cybercast is sponsored by Avast. Avast prevents 1.5 billion cyber attacks every month. They use advanced threat protection to keep you and your business safe from cybercrime. To learn more about Avast, visit them on the web at avast.com. I'm Steve Morgan, Editor-in-Chief at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.